usually the most controversial bills in the legislature enjoy some floor debate in the Senate. Senators stand up, give speeches, ask each other mildly condescending questions. But when right to work came up, nothing. Instead, senators voted to table the bill. In this case, that's a polite way of sending a bill away without supper, never to be heard from again. Well, at least until 2013. Now, if senators were voting only on whether they support right to work, the bill would have passed. But that didn't happen, and the Senate didn't even debate? What's going on? Senate President Peter Bragdon explains.
Having gone through the right to work debate last year, something I supported, it's very clear what the end result is going to be.
Let's stop Senator Bragdon right there for a minute. What he's saying is he knows there's not enough support from lawmakers to override a promised gubernatorial veto. So Bragdon asks, what's the point?
We can spend our time working on things having the same result, or we can spend our time working on bills that can pass that will help create jobs and help people in this economy, and we chose the latter.
That's a strategy that makes perfect sense to UNH political scientist Andy Smith. He says right now, for the GOP incumbents, there's just too much at stake.
We've got an election coming up this fall, and I don't think that Republicans who are running for re-election in the Senate want to have this used against them as a political issue in that fall campaign.
It's no secret right to work has been among House Speaker Bill O'Brien's top legislative initiatives. And again, the Senate basically killed it. A question running around the statehouse is whether that action suggests Senate Republicans are running away from Speaker O'Brien's shadow. Democrats, like Rick Trombley, who works for the teachers union, NEA, says he thinks the answer's obvious. He says senators get why they were sent to Concord.
They were not elected to impose this extreme right-wing agenda onto the state. They ran on jobs and job creation, and the speaker's agenda clearly has not been that.
No senator I spoke to for this story agrees with Trombley's assessment. Majority Leader Jeb Bradley does concede the Senate and the House don't always see eye to eye, but he says there's plenty of substantive overlap.
We all have our priorities. They're a little bit different, but if you look at the priorities of both bodies, they intersect on jobs and the economy. We all know that. You know, that's what we're trying to focus on the last couple of months of this session.
Well, obviously, we're disappointed that we haven't been able to get right to work passed. It's obviously a very, very important tool to job creation.
That's House Majority Leader DJ Betancourt. Betancourt says, sure, maybe Senate leaders are making different political calculations on this particular bill. But overall, he says there's lots of work the two chambers can do together.
An education funding amendment, for example, maintaining a balanced budget. We have some very, very important business-related bills that we need to get accomplished. I think we're going to focus on those things.
Betancourt says between now and June, he wants to see House and Senate Republicans focus on what they agree on and let the rest fall away. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.